can help you out. Tell you who to start at QB, make you the king of fantasy. Check out the matchups. Now use all the experts and our tools at the FanDuel Manual. The Manual.
Welcome back to week 5 of the FanDuel Manual. I'm your host, Brendan Barnett. With me as always is Doug Hayes. Doug, what's going on, man?
What's happening?
Well, we're back for week 5 with an abbreviated podcast. If we don't have the whole crew, what we're going to do is run through the spreadsheet, run through quickly a few picks, and then we're going to harass the hell out of Chris and Mark and see if we can get them back on the show. All right, so this week is week 5, so we're only going to be talking about the Thursday games. I'm sorry, we're only going to be talking about the Sunday games, not the Indy in Houston. So those players are out. On byes this week is Miami, Minnesota, New York Jets, and the Panthers. So none of those players are going to be available this week. You can get the spreadsheet at FanDuelManual.com. Or you can go to our Facebook page, FanDuel Manual. Doug, we were talking a little bit before this podcast about some other tips and tricks to giving yourself an advantage. Really, it's about is giving yourself any kind of advantage that you can.
Yeah. So I'm sure if anyone's playing FanDuel or DraftKings, they have heard the news that a lot of the employees have been using the information that they have gathered to play in FanDuel and DraftKings and have been winning a lot of money. Most notably, last week someone won $350,000 because they knew the percentages of everybody playing, and they just kind of played people that they knew nobody was playing that they thought would do well. So, you know, they still got to choose a good team and get high scores, but they manipulated the data to gain an advantage. So,
well, anyone can really. So, yeah. Of course, if you work for FanDuel, it's a little bit easier. If you work for DraftKings, you just have access to that information. But if you play in the Thursday games, you can see who people are taking. I mean, it's going to change, obviously, because all the Houston and Colts players are just like, you know, just taken out. But you can still have an idea of the percentage of the tournament population that you're entered in, who owns what players, and it's probably going to reflect in the Sunday games also.
So for an example, I look at the teams that win the $1 million or whatever, and one of the teams...
You just wish that it was your team.
I do, but I just can't, like, picture that guy, how happy he is on Monday night watching that final play happen, like, holy shit. Trying to, like, go to bed, like,
I had a five, like, a, I just did a, like, a, I think it was a $2 million tournament, and I just, it's a $5 entry. And at one point, I was up $200 in that one, and I was just like, settle down, man. This got a, we got a lot of games left to play.
Right.
I think at the end, I ended up getting, like, 15 out of it. But
yeah,
it's a difference between 5 points.
I know. It's crazy. And then, so on that team, they had Bortles and Hearns. And Bortles was in like 3% of the leagues, and Hearns was in 1%. So, you know, you take your chances on those guys, but the payoff is huge if they do well. So I think that's the strategy that they've been using. So if you want to try that strategy, just do like a $1 or $2 Thursday night team. And then once that Thursday night game starts, you can kind of go through all the other teams and your team and see how many the percentage that people have chosen of those players. And then, you know, if you're feeling good about a player, two players, you should probably go with the one that is a lower percentage because the payoff is much more.
Right. No, you can't go totally crazy.
No. Because there's a reason only 1% have chose that guy.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't be like, I'm going to go with Bobby Rainey.
But if it's close and the price
Bucks,
is close.
He's going to go off this week.
Yeah, if it's close and the price is close, you might as well take a shot with the person that not many people owe, because if he does well, you're going to have a big advantage on all the other people.
All right. Well, let's go. Let's run through the.
Wait, one last thing, Brendan. Also, now this week, they've said that no DraftKings or FanDuel employees can play. So, this might be also another advantage to playing this week.
They seem pretty honest. I'm sure they won't talk to any of their friends. All right, so let me run through this spreadsheet. We've got the players, the positions. You can sort it by the defensive ranks. You can sort it by thanks. You can sort it by the average point projected points, the cost, and the thing that's probably the most important is the average point per dollar. So what we're wanting to try and do is find the best values. And again, it's just a tool, but it's a lot of different experts who put a lot of time into this. We've just kind of given you one place to sort through all of it. So at the QB position, the top projected point scores – oops, hold up – are Matt Ryan, Tom Brady, and Aaron Rodgers. Not really any surprise there. But if you sort it for the best value for the dollar spent, it goes Matt Ryan, Philip Rivers, and then Kirk Cousins sneaks up in there. He's projected at 17 points, and he only costs $6,400. Doug, who'd you go with this week?
So I went with Alex Smith. He is the eighth highest point per dollar. And last week he had his highest yards of the season, and that was in Cincy against a tough Cincinnati defense that Cincinnati looks really good. But he still had his highest yardage of the year. They didn't get in the end zone ever. I think he had 7 field goals or whatever, but they were able to move the ball. So now they're at home. They have to win, and they're playing the Chicago Bears. So I think that's a really good matchup, and I think he's a good value.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I went with Vic, Pittsburgh, who's subbing in for an injured Roethlisberger. Some of you might also know him by his nickname. What is his nickname, Doug?
Raplessberger. You know it.
That's correct. Ben there raped that. Mike Vick.
Mike Vick also might have some nicknames.
He's the dog whisperer. Cesar Milan. Yeah. 6,500.
Cesar Killon.
He's remade himself. He's got a new weapon coming back this week, and for $6,500, I just pulled the trigger on Vic for the Thursday game, for the first Thursday tournament. So I'm going to find out how many people own that guy. Let's take a look at running backs. All right, so our top projected point scores are the exact same as our dollar per point, and it's Le'Veon Bell, Jamal Charles, and then Matt Forte, projected at 2019 and then just under 17. What do you like this week, Doug?
So, you know, it's always tough to choose with these running backs nowadays. It used to be back in the day, running backs, you had the good ones and they're automatic, but just fluctuates so much week to week. So I try and find some good value in my running backs instead of spending a ton of money. I went with Danny Woodhead, which, looking at his picture in FanDuel, is cracking me up like crazy. He's such a, looks like a porn actor or something. But he is $6,000. He had another great game last week. He's like the main option on third downs and around the goal line. And now he is playing against Pittsburgh, who my second guy that I'm choosing for set finally got back on track against Pittsburgh last week. So
yeah.
I think that defense is vulnerable to running backs. So I think Woodhead's a good bargain. And then Forsett, I think maybe he is going to get in a groove here. They're playing at home again, and or playing at home this week. And then they play Cleveland, which is a very poor against the running, against running backs.
27th ranked defense. Yeah. I like Forsett, that yep. pick a lot. I like, as far as value, I think with the Patriots coming off their bye week against Dallas, Deion Lewis could be a good pickup. Because I had the money, I went with Le'Veon Bell and Jamal Charles. But, of course, if you're trying to go get some value, I think I would throw Deion Lewis into that mix of those guys that you said, Doug.
Yeah, Jamal Charles should be a no-brainer, man. He should have a million points this week.
That guy's good.
Yeah.
Well, and also, yeah, I think, yeah, what is the, what, who are they going up against? They got
Chicago at home. They need to win.
Yeah, they're 30th ranked defense. New Orleans has a pretty bad ranked defense, so DeMarco Murray at 7,400.
Plays.
Or Sproles, yeah, another one. And then some of those other guys, some to avoid, like Latavius Murray going to give up against that Denver defense. It's going to be a pretty tough matchup. And then I know there's been a lot of hype about Amir Abdullah, but he's going up against Arizona. Even at that 61, it's risky. He's going up against a good defense, so I don't know if that's going to be the wisest pick this week.
I think Hillman could be a sneaky pick against the Raiders. One of those running backs is going to have a good day. That's the problem, is you don't know if it's going to be Anderson. Which one.
Or I have Hillman. Both those guys on my fantasy team.
Yeah,
they just both suck on my bench, and I never know which one's going to be good. All right, for wide receivers. The best point per, let's see, the top projected point scorers are Demaryius Thomas going up against that weak Oakland defense, Julio Jones, and then Randall Cobb. Right under that is Jeremy Maclin going up against Chicago. And then there's some other big names against weak defenses like Odell Beckham Jr. and Sanders is in there also. Who do you like this week, Doug?
So I paired Maclin up with Alex Smith going against Chicago that we've already talked about. But, you know, Maclin started pretty poor the first couple weeks. But the last 2 weeks, he's had 19 catches for 289 yards. So he's starting to find his rhythm with Alex Smith. And, you know, if they can do that against they played a couple tough matchups the last 2 weeks. So this one at home against Chicago should be a really good matchup for him. I did take Demaryius Thomas. I just think he hasn't really got it going this year, but he's made some great catches, and he's due for a big game against Oakland. And then I keep sticking with Jordan Matthews from Philadelphia. He's still putting up numbers. Last week, he's targeted 30% of all passes and
really?
For the Philadelphia Eagles, and they connected on some deep ones. It just so happened that on the deep ones to Matthews, the Bradford did not have great throws, but they're playing New Orleans this week. So I think, you know, I think he's due for a big breakout, and he gets most of the looks. And I think at one of these games, Philadelphia's offense is going to start to click.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what they're thinking too. They're right. Praying for that.
God,
I went with two Jay Joneses and Julio Jones, which I don't think we have to say anything about.
No.
And then James Jones, who's just been putting up points in Green Bay pretty much every single week. Now, he is questionable, so you might just want to keep an eye on that. It was limited in practice. So, of course, you want to keep an eye on James Jones. And then my last pick is only 5,800. It's really, really great for a bargain, is Harold and Kumar Clay Aiken. he's really Baltimore's only option with Steve Smith out. And so for 5,800, and they're going up against Cleveland, they're at home. If he can produce, you're saving a lot of salary cap space in order to put in some of those bigger names like Jamal Charles, Le'Veon Bell, and Julio Jones, who I have on my team.
Yep. And I think if you play the Thursday night game, Denard Hopkins, is going against Indy, he's pretty much their only receiver, so they throw it to him a ton. He's just pretty automatic in getting points, and Indy's a good matchup at home. They need the win, so I think that's a good Thursday night play.
Sweet. At tight end, Gronk, Witten, and then Kelsey are the top projected point scorers. And then as far as point per value, or point per dollar, it goes Witten, Martellus Bennett, and then Gronk. Somebody else probably worth mentioning and who I picked this week is Owen Daniels, who had a sneaky little touchdown last week. And he's going up against Oakland, who this season, although they didn't do terribly against tight ends last week, they are an awful defense. And I think the Broncos are going to take advantage of that. So I look for Owen Daniels, who's only 4,900, which is ridiculous to me, to against Oakland. He's going to be pretty much on every single one of my teams.
Yeah, I just went with Gronk, so saving the money.
can't go wrong. Yeah, with that.
I saved the money with the running backs and Gronkowski playing Dallas. I just I don't want to overthink that one. Just go with it.
Yeah, I mean, I could see myself pulling one of those. So Jamal Charles or Le'Veon Bell, I could easily switch one of those guys out and go for a bargain, like Forsett or Deion Lewis, to get Gronk in there. I don't know. I know kickers and defense do matter. I went with Josh Lambeau, just because I think he's got a sweet name.
I did Lambeau because he was cheap as hell, and I think that
I just scrolled to the bottom and picked that guy.
I think Pittsburgh, San Diego. There's gonna be a lot of points in that one, so yeah. I think that's okay.
Yep, I do too. And then Chiefs at home against Chicago for 4,600, another good bargain on defense. A great defense going up against a questionable team, kind of an at-home must-win situation. I see that that paying off big.
I was thinking Chiefs or Patriots. They've had a week, 2 weeks to plan for Brandon Whedon, so I think they should have a pretty good game plan to stop him. So, especially if they get up by a lot, then they're just going to be forcing it with Whedon, so I think there's a lot of opportunities for turnovers.
All right, abbreviated FanDuel podcast, week 5.
All right, guys, so we will, you know, if I have it into me, if I have it in me on Sunday morning, I may try and do the percentages owned onto the spreadsheet and upload that just to give that a shot. So I will put that on our Facebook if I do that. I do have a cornhole bags tournament on Saturday for Oktoberfest, so it's likely it's likely I will not be putting that thing together Sunday morning, but
you will not.
We'll see how it goes.
I got it was my 3-year wedding anniversary yesterday, so we went and had a nice dinner, but we both were working like crazy, so I was thinking this Saturday we might go hit up the casino.
Ooh, yeah.
Out in Tampa. So I have a feeling I will be resting and relaxing Sunday morning.
All right.
But hit us up at Facebook if you have any questions. We'll be by our phones, making sure we answer your questions and helping you dominate your duels. That's it for week 5.
All right. See you guys.
Yo.
See ya.
It's Marky Mark here. This is the FanDuel Manual. When I was in third grade, I thought football was lame. Until I saw Elway throw a long bomb on Sunday. Then it really grew on me, started playing fantasy. Realized Adam Schefter was the man of my dreams. Some X's and O's, that's what we are slinging. Football knowledge is what we are bringing. Rodgers at quarterback, the Niners on D. McCoy is your tailback and Gronk at TE. Make sure you check your matchups, those can get tricky. Start any wideout playing Oakland or Philly. Now sit back, relax, focus and listen. The FanDuel Manual, 3 men on a mission, yeah.